An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Egypt by night. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I hope that you are all having a wonderful Christmas, and I hope that you're still making merry, as we are only on day 5 of Christmastide, which runs for 12 days, and for that I am very glad. Today in our gospel reading, though, we hear the end of the traditional Christmas story, which began for us on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, we heard how Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to be registered, and how there our Lord was born and was visited by shepherds who were greeted in the fields by angels announcing the birth of Jesus. As the Christmas story goes, wise men then come from the east, following a star, then come to visit the newborn king. On their way to Bethlehem, they stop to see King Herod. Herod wants to know about the child in hopes that he can destroy him, as he sees Jesus as a threat to his own kingship, although we know that Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. The wise men leave Herod and go to the stable in Bethlehem, where they find the baby Jesus, and they worship him, bringing him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this is the feast of the Epiphany, which we will celebrate next Sunday. The wise men are then warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they go home by another route. This brings us to this Sunday, where Herod kills all the firstborn children of the regions in hope of destroying Jesus. In our story today, we are told that Joseph flees with the Holy Family to Egypt for Jesus' safekeeping until the death of Herod many years later, when the Holy Family can return to their home in Nazareth. Throughout this Christmastide, we are told of these major events of the early life of Jesus. We are also shown from the day that God took on flesh and came into the world as a little baby that there have been forces working against his divine plan for humanity and for the world. And these forces still exist today. Over the last number of weeks in the lead up to Christmas, we have focused on a number of different people in the biblical text in hopes to learn something about their response to God and what he is doing in the world. We have looked at the prophet Isaiah, John the Baptist, and the Virgin Mary, people who said yes to God and were faithful to that call that God put on their lives. Today in our gospel reading, we focus on two very different people who have two very different responses to God and what he is doing in the world. Those are the people of Joseph and Herod. Joseph, we can see in our text, responds to God with obedience and faith in what he is doing. Joseph listens to the angel. He takes care of Mary and Jesus and goes as far as to move to another country for years. He uproots his whole life, his whole livelihood, to faithfully follow God and what he has called him to do. But then on the other hand, we have King Herod, and we can see in our gospel today that he is the complete opposite of Joseph in how he chooses to respond to God. Herod responds to God not faithfully and not obediently, but rather by actively working against God's plan. Herod is so self-absorbed with himself and following his own plans rather than God's that he goes as far as to commit extremely evil acts against those small children in hopes that he will maintain his own earthly kingship. Herod chooses not to follow God and his plan for the world, although that plan shows right up on his doorstep when the wise men visit him. Today in the church, we have a baptism where these three children will be brought before God and baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection, becoming part of the church. In the church, God has given us all gifts and all vocations that we are to use for the upbuilding of the church and its extension in the world. Our job as Christians is to discern or figure out what God is calling us to do in and for the church. And this can be a life's work sometime, but our task is to figure out what God wants us to do. And not only can it be a life's work, it can often be a surprise. Our other job as Christians is, once we have figured that out, is to be obedient and faithful to the call which God puts on each of our lives. Today in our text, we have an example of a person who is faithful and obedient, Joseph, and a person who is not, Herod. We as Christians, as followers of Jesus, must always strive to choose Jesus, to be like Joseph, to be faithful and obedient. We are still in the Christmas season, my brothers and sisters, so in the midst of all this joy, I would encourage you to take some quiet time and to talk to God and to think about what He has called you to do in your life for the church. God is calling us all to something greater than ourselves in service to His church, and that call begins at baptism. And we have all been given different gifts to be used in all sorts of beautiful and wonderful ways for God and His church. So pray this day for these children who are being baptized, and pray for the church, that we may all together be like Saint Joseph and choose obedience and faith. I wish you all the blessings of this season as we continue to celebrate the birth of our Lord, the Prince of Peace, this Christmastide. Amen.